I knew it was not having the stress. I'm so tired. I was able to go all day today.
I'd like to call to order. I'd like to call to order the City of Newark Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. Under Chair's remarks, just a reminder that item 6 on our agenda, the Comprehensive Development Plan Amendment and Major Subdivision with site plan approval for the property at 321 Hillside Road has been withdrawn by the applicant, so there will be no discussion on that topic tonight. The minutes of our previous meeting of April 2nd have been distributed. They've been posted on the internet. Madam Secretary, have we received any comments, additions, or corrections?
No.
Okay, if there are no objections, and the minutes as submitted and posted stand as posted. Moving on to item 3 on our agenda, the election of the Planning Commission Secretary. As you know, our Secretary resigned from the Planning Commission as of last meeting. State statute and city code requires that we have a secretary to the Planning Commission. However, the administration of the secretarial functions and the administrative functions of the Planning Commission are provided through the City of Newark, so the Planning Commission secretary position is more or less ceremonial. We do need to, however, fill the position. The chair opens the floor for nominations. I've spoken with Commissioner Wampler, and he has agreed to take the secretary's position. If there are no objections, we'll close the nominations.
Okay.
Again, without objection, we will declare Commissioner Wampler the Commission Secretary. Moving on to item 4 on our agenda, review and consideration of comprehensive development plan amendments regarding focus areas.
Oh,
Miriam?
Sorry. Mr. Chair, thank you. The Planning Commission will review the text amendments for the four focus areas to Chapter 10 of the Comprehensive Plan at the February 5th meeting. The Planning Commission provided additional comments and recommended that staff forward the amendments to the Office of State Planning for review by the Preliminary Land Use Service, otherwise known as PLUS, for state agency input and review. Although the PLUS review is not required for this comprehensive plan amendment, planning staff felt it would be helpful to obtain input from the Office of State Planning and related state agencies on this proposal. We have just received, when we were putting together the packet, did not have our letter from the state. We received it today. The PLUS participants gave the text amendments a favorable review. And we also, per the request of the Planning Commission, we included the application that we submitted to the Office of State Planning when I had included an attachment at the February 5th meeting. I had erroneously included the wrong attachment, and that created a little bit of confusion, and I apologize for that. That is the correct attachment that you have. The letter that we received indicated on the first page from the Office of State Planning Coordination, the last line indicates that any forthcoming changes to the future land use maps within the Comprehensive Development Plan needs to be reviewed through the PLUS process as additional plan amendments. I had discussions with the Office of State Planning regarding this, issue last week. We still have some questions regarding that. I do not believe that that is the case, given our memorandum of understanding that I had included in your packet. I will be reviewing this with our legal counsel, Mr. Billidoo, and our special legal counsel, Max Walton, who has institutional knowledge of this, of the MOU, and as well as Mr. Fortner, because we just got this today. Sorry, I didn't share this with you. Has institutional knowledge of how we've done things in the past. It's not to say that we don't, just because we've done things one way in the past doesn't mean that we do it the same way moving forward. But I just have some questions regarding that. My read of the MOU doesn't indicates that we don't need to go through the PLUS process for any comp plan amendments outside of the five-year update and the 10-year revision. So I'll be pursuing that discussion in a very friendly manner, of course. This is not an adversarial discussion. I want to make that clear. So we'll report back to the Planning Commission next month on the outcome of those discussions. So there might be a revision to this letter, or this letter will stand, and then we will abide by the outcome of that discussion. Are there any questions regarding that?
Just a clarification question. Mm-hmm. Your memo says 5 focus areas?
Yes, that number is wrong. It's 4. Thank you.
Okay. Just making sure we weren't missing one.
Nope. If you recall, it had 5. We started off with 5.
It had 5.
And then College Square went and redeveloped, so now we're down to 4.
Are there any questions by the commission?
No.
Okay, moving on to item 5, review and consideration.
For the focus area, that's an action item. Can the public speak?
Feel free.
Okay, public can speak?
We are simply moving paper. We're making no revisions to what we submitted. Feel free to comment.
I speak last time and previous time, and the public didn't have a chance to speak then.
We're still moving paper. We haven't concluded.
I do have one more comment, but please let Mrs. White speak.
You feel free to speak.
I guess I'm mixed up. Okay.
Jean White, District of One. This has been on 2 times before, and the public wasn't allowed to speak. Basically, I wasn't allowed to speak. So this is moving along, and when can people who live in the areas or in the town have a chance to speak on whether they agree or not with these comp, mm-hmm. comp changes for the focus area?
I'm being recognized by the chair with a look. Thank you, Mrs. White, for that question. I had that on my informational items, but certainly I'd be happy to report on that now. That'd be great. In talking with some council members and Mayor Clifton, their thoughts that they would like to, because the Planning Commission, do a refresher, the last 2 times we've talked about this, had expressed an interest in having a public meeting to ascertain some comments from the public, such as Mrs. White just indicated, to get some input. Council has expressed a desire to have a meeting, a public meeting with them present. We've had a couple of informational meetings with council as of late. One was on parking. One was on rental, the student growth and rental needs. One was on something that was just escaping me. But it was a format that council is liking in that it's an informal discussion. Well, it's a formal discussion in that there's a presentation by staff or others on information presented. Public is asked to comment and ask questions. Certainly council asks questions, but no decision is made. And but general direction is given to staff on next steps, whether that be, hey, let's put this in ordinance, or I would like to see more information on X, Y, and Z. Or I don't like this, but I would like to see more on that. So that's the next step for this, would be to have this public forum meeting. We are working with, the city secretary's office is working with council to set up that meeting. There's two potential dates they're working on, and we'd love to have planning commission attend that meeting as well. The two potential dates are be June 3rd or June 17th, and those meetings would start at 7 p.m., 6:30 or 7 p.m. And we've also invited Connie Holland, who's the director of the Office of State Planning Coordination, to take this opportunity for her to speak on comprehensive planning and what it means and what it doesn't mean and what it might mean, what it means for the city of Newark. So she will also be in attendance as well.
Okay. And to change the comprehensive plan, that eventually council has to approve that. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So this meeting, those changes would not be occurring. This would be an informational meeting. So this meeting, either on June 3rd or June 17th, would be a discussion. So if the direction of council would be staff move forward, then we would move forward. Let's say, hey, this is great. Let's move forward with this proposal or this proposal with these recommended changes. Then staff would come back with an official proposal with a text amendment as an official comp amendment change. And then that would be an official public put on the public hearing on the meeting, proper meeting agenda, properly public noticed, and whatnot.
Okay, I have two questions related to that. At this workshop or the format you described, the public, other than the commissioners and the council, will be able to make comments too?
Absolutely. Okay. You've been at the last couple of meetings where this format has taken place.
Okay.
It's actually an open discussion.
Well, absolutely.
You're making a presentation. Mm-hmm. It's a round robin discussion.
Yes.
Okay. And the second thing is, those who live in the different focus areas, are they told about this? In other words, are notices sent to them in some manner that somebody who might have an interest, or even not in that area, I'm somebody who doesn't know in those areas, but those who particularly are affected by living in those focus areas, are they told that this is going to happen? Because if people don't really know about it, they can't actually come and make comments one way or the other.
We haven't gotten that far in the okay. notification process. It was not my intent to send out individual notices to every property owner in this focus area for a general public meeting. That would be outside the scope of a general public meeting. We would advertise it in the normal venues, and that okay. we advertise a public meeting.
Okay. Well, I came to speak tonight, particularly to focus area number one. That may be inappropriate for me to do it, but I can do it anyway or not,
sure.
If you want. I don't know where I am on this. Okay. Basically, I was going to talk about focus here on number one and a little bit about number two. I had a problem with all four of them in different ways, but there's only so much time. I am totally opposed to changing the comprehensive plan for focus area number one, the London Road community. As noted, this is the historic African-American community. In fact, as I've come to realize well after I moved to Newark, that this was not just an African-American community, but it was completely segregated community, and African-Americans were only allowed to live in this area. And in fact, it wasn't until a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Brown versus Board of Education, 1954, that students there, high school students' age, were even allowed to go to Newark High School. And before that, they had to make their way somehow to Wilmington. But gradually, there's been a transition that is now, going much further for the community to transition to be more diverse, integrated, some moved away, some by choice or economic pressure, or perhaps died, or were presented offers by developers that they eventually took. And being lower cost land and housing presented the opportunity for landlords and developers to acquire it, up to a point that is understandable. My point is, keep the comprehensive plan for New London Road as it is. Do not convert along New London Road, Church Street, Wilson Street, east side of Corbett Street, Ray Street, Rose Street, from low density to high density. So among my reasons are, it would be unfair and impact negatively the three African-American churches in the area, Mount Zion, UAME Church, which is both on New London Road and Rose Street, St. John's African-American Church, African Methodist Church, Prayer Temple Ministries, the first block of New London Road. And there are also, the second thing is that there are also some non-student renters and homeowners in the area that would be affected negatively. A third reason is increased cars. When you make it to high density, all the people that are living in that will no doubt have cars, and that increases the traffic. Yes, they might walk, yes, they might bike, but you can already see this in some areas that are being developed further down, further out on New London Road. I won't get into that. And fourthly, I object to this being proposed for the express purpose of packing in more college students housing in this section of town. I feel that first this area had enforced segregation, and now the area is considered expendable. And I say no, let it continue to transition, which it still can transition, under low density and continue the transition that it's having more. Focus area number two, which is going to talk about Prospect Avenue, which I used to live in that part of town beyond Prospect Avenue, so I'm well aware of it at Prospect Avenue. The houses are actually, really, it doesn't have the same issue at all. It doesn't have the issue of New London Road. But the houses are pleasant and large. A few of them have been, three of them have been made higher, but still it can be lived with anyway. And I think it's a shame to make Prospect Avenue in particular to be allowed to be high density. And I won't focus on the other ones, which would be North Street, River Street, Cleveland. There are things that can be said about them, but I won't say them. Okay, thank you for letting me speak. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson. Is there anyone else who wants to speak? Seeing that no one else wishes to speak, we will move on to the next item on our agenda, item 5, review and consideration of proposed changes to the Planning Commission. Commission rules of procedure. I want to call to your attention to very low-tech device that we have acquired. We found that the rather elaborate timer and timing device and light system that's designed for council use cannot be readily adapted for our use. It's people intensive. It's physically located in the middle of our work area and cannot be used by our secretary. So I made an executive decision, since one of our proposals is to extend speaking time to 5 minutes. I Googled and I have found a source of hourglasses that is accurate within 10 seconds. It's certified.
Of course.
Certified. Man.
It's certified. And this is what we will be using in the future for a timing device for our speakers.
So that's the 5 minute timer?
That's the 5 minute timer.
Do we have a 3 minute? Do we need to get a 3 minute?
Well, if we adopt the rules of procedure tonight as we are proposing, one of our proposals is to expand the time.
Well, yes, I know, but we've also talked about there will be times that you pull that back to 3 minutes. To at least to no more than 3 minutes.
Look at me.
We could acquire one for 3 minutes. They make these in a rather wide variety of time intervals.
Perhaps we should look for a 3 minute timer for next month.
Maybe get a different color sand.
Okay, in some seriousness, moving into the agenda item. You have copies of the proposed changes in the regulations. We have a markup showing our comments, or reflecting our comments from the last meeting. And we have a clean copy reflecting the proposed revisions based on our recommendations. Do we have any additional discussion on that?
Just a question from my memory. There's my phone. Did we decide that sort of introductory, the introductory statement is not going to be in the rules of procedure, but will be sort of a standalone document that the chair has sort of discretion over reading and adapting? Or I remember we spent some time sort of reconciling, making sure that the two of them said sort of similar things. But I don't see that statement has been included in the rules of procedure, and I couldn't remember where we left that.
I don't believe it's included in the rules of procedure because we felt that it would be applied where appropriate. For example, tonight, basically administrative kinds of things, we wouldn't need to go through that.
Okay. I'm good with what I'm seeing here.
Commissioners are generally satisfied. Members of the public, do you have any comments? Ms. White?
Jean White, District 1. The commission, I feel, did a thorough job of discussing the surrounding aspects of the rules, and I also feel that the planning director and planning department did a good job of distilling those comments and coming up with the present draft. I just had two comments related to it. One where it says additional items on the very last page, and this you could say is not truly important. I would say on number 2, agenda items shall be annotated discussion, action, or information as applicable, and leave out the to discern and move the as applicable to be at the end of the sentence. I can repeat that if it's not clear to you. I mean, I actually looked up the word discern in the dictionary, and it can be used there, but it seems to me it would be cleaner and just to say agenda items shall be annotated and annotated discussion, action, or information as applicable.
Sounds good
and,
to me.
And the other thing...
I like that suggestion.
Okay.
Hold on. I need to track you. I'm not there yet.
We're going to pause for a moment so the computer tracking can catch up so we can revise.
Should I go on? Okay.
Shall be annotated. Okay, hold on. Okay, now I need to track. Sorry. Oh, there we go. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. We went old school here. Got out a pencil. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and the other thing was...
thank you. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
We want to make sure we have it.
No, I'm good now. I'll just...
Okay, it's a tiny little thing. In a way, it doesn't matter too much. Okay, and on page 9 of the minutes of the April 2nd meeting, there's a suggestion by a commissioner to list the standard agenda, what it is, and so to contribute to institutional memory. Okay, not the items particularly, but there's, you know, each of the individual things are there, just the outline of it, and so there would not be lost institutional memory. Okay, and one reason I think that might be good was The last thing on this is that the public, I don't know where it is here, but anyway, the public may make comments at the end on something that is not on the agenda but related to the work of the Planning Commission. And I'm particularly thinking about that because in January, it had already been passed and it was on a previous agenda in September, October, November, December, but when in January I came to do that, and it wasn't listed as an item there, there was discussion, well, should I be allowed to speak or not, when it was already agreed that that was something that had been put on earlier, that particular item, to have the ability for somebody to come and make a general comment about something Planning Commission related but not on the agenda. And by having the outline, not the specific items and the specific rules, but the outline, then I think that's an example of something that could be again forgotten if one doesn't have that. I think it was Commissioner Hurd who made that comment. So on page 9 of the minutes of this past April meeting, which I don't know if I have it with me or not, but anyway, I don't know whether I have said this clearly enough that you can understand it, but it was, the basically things would be, you know, the items would be, you know.
Do you have a recommendation where it would be included?
Well, it would be, it would include the format. Maybe I can get the. Sorry for being somewhat disorganized. It was Mr. Hurd on page 9, and I'll just read it, part of it's in here. We have a standard agenda format, which would be chair's remarks, approval of minutes, items for consideration of the commission, new business informational items, and public comment. The public comment is not for an individual item, but the part at the end. And so three at the beginning, three at the end, I'm reading what he said, that are sort of fixed, and the middle is everything else. So, this is what he said and what I underlined. So it may be useful if we're going to have these sorts of rules to take that kind of outline, put it into the document, and just go in our standard agenda format as this so that we get it documented. I think the idea was so when one forget, pretty much when you have somebody who has a plan that they're going to present it, you're not going to forget that. But so I don't know if I've made this clear or not. I can just sit down and you can think about it. But
I think I'm still in support of that. I mean, it could be just like you take a standard agenda outline and just block it out as those standard sort of the first three and the last three and the stuff in the middle and just attach it to the rules.
Yeah.
As our agenda template or something.
I'm not even in the ballpark. I don't understand what you're getting at.
I think the confusion was that when we first discussed the rules procedure, we talked about having items for like new business and for public comment.
Yes.
And then those didn't show up on the agenda. They didn't, the public comment line didn't show up on the next agenda. So it's a...
I think it was the January one. The one
thing. It's basically a request to document what is our standard agenda outline, similar to what council has. That they've got standard blocks that get filled in. But it's just a way to say our standard meeting agenda is. No, it's chair's remarks, approval of the minutes.
Oh, I got it. Right.
Basically, everything from the planning department that's being brought to us for consideration.
It's new business.
New business, informational items, public comment.
Would it be the equivalent of old business?
No, it's just taking a standard agenda and stripping it down. Think to just say, we lead off with these three items, We have the big chunk in the middle where we do the work. We have these last three on the end. That's our standard agenda, so that we don't lose track of the fact that we want to make sure we have a new business item, the information item, and the public comment item. And basically, what I'm saying is put that into this document so that the next group of commissioners can look at it and go, oh, okay, that's their outline, and we know what we're working with. Is this helping at all?
Yes,
okay.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. The reason I'm bringing it up is that the January meeting, the public comment part was not at the end, and I had something I wanted to say.
That was an oversight.
It may have been an oversight, but the point is there had to be a whole discussion whether I would be allowed to speak. And the other thing is this is not just any old public comment. The public comment on the agenda items has already happened. And this public comment, it can't be like council where you can speak on anything you want to. It had to be something directly to the work of the Planning Commission or everything. So, I mean, it might be good to define what that public comment at the end means. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll talk about it.
In light of the first suggestion, very easy fix, reading some more than that.
Okay.
Do we want to carry, is there any reason why we cannot carry this work item till the next meeting or a future meeting to work out the exact wording of part of our discussion? Or do we think we have enough understanding to adopt this as with the proposed revisions?
I'm willing to go that way. I think just to
so we can conclude right, this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chair, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the revision to the Commission's rules of procedure as described in the April 30th memo from the Director of Planning and Development, with the changes as discussed with respect to additional items.
I'll also move.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. The motion carries. Agenda item 6 has been withdrawn. We will move to agenda item 7, new business.
I think you just took my agenda. What is on here? Okay. All right. What number up to new business? We don't have any business. I do have introduction new items for discussion and new items requiring public notice. Okay. So I do have informational items for agenda item number 8.
Okay. Any consideration of agenda item number 8, informational items.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay. So we have a couple of informational items, some updates. 2022 Benny Street, the project that Planning Commission recommended approval on, was approved by Council on April 22nd, 2019. That was unanimous approval on that, and that project is moving forward. The rental work group had its first meeting on April 30th of last week, and that is being supported by the consultant JMT. We have established 4 subcommittees within that work group: UD student growth, affordable housing, non-student rental housing, and rental permits. And they will meet 4 times in May, June, August, and September. The full committee will meet June, August, and September, and the final report slash presentation is scheduled or anticipated to be made to council in October. All meetings are open to the public. We're working on a website right now. Well, the website, I mean, to be fair, we have it pulled together, but it's in the queue to be have that website magic be done and then posted. So it's formatted. It just has to, the website person just needs to do his website stuff. The Transportation Improvement District Work Group is will have its first meeting tomorrow from 1:30 to 3:30 in this room. I'm sorry, and then the Redder Work Group, all their meetings are in the council chambers. So the first Transportation Improvement District Work Group is meeting tomorrow. It's anticipated that this work group will meet monthly, and this process will be a little longer. It's anticipated it will take about 18 months or so, and there's a chunk of this work that that DLDOT is on DLDOT's plate. So some of the progress of this group, this work group, is dependent upon DLDOT. So there might be some months when we might not meet, depending upon DLDOT's workload. The Sustainable Newark Grant Project is moving forward. That's being led by Mike Fortner. They are working through a draft, which is a very good draft, and it's a robust draft. And they hope to have their just had a meeting yesterday, and they are looking to have hopefully just one more meeting to get through the rest of the draft, and that effort is being led by AECOM as well. And they expect a working draft for a public workshop that will include the Planning Commission, City Council, and the CAC late summer, early fall, with a final report to Council to follow after that public workshop. The Green Building Committee did have a meeting scheduled in April, but due to low attendance, that meeting was canceled, and the next meeting is scheduled May 21st, so hopefully we'll have good attendance on that. I'm currently working on the request for proposal for the parking implementation component of the parking subcommittee strategy. Bringing on board two part-time interns this summer. Not sure where we're going to put them, but we're working on it. And also a temporary seasonal person to help us out in our business license program. And I know this isn't a Planning Commission issue, but in the way it is, we're in process of hiring a code enforcement manager person, and that will hopefully take, because I've been acting on that role for many months now, so that will hopefully lighten my load on that side so I can focus back on planning issues. I attended the American Planning Association National Conference in San Francisco in April, and I attended many, many presentations, and my brain is full of stuff. I focused my attendance on presentations regarding housing, inclusive housing, student housing, demand-responsive parking, parking maximums, planning for equity, planning for smart cities, transportation innovation, workforce housing, managing Planning Commission members, meetings, and relationships. That was an interesting meeting. Creative solutions to student housing impacts, design for development, food systems planning, and housing collaboration. Also right-of-way management from small cells to scooters. That was an interesting meeting as well. As part of that conference, I also attended 2 days of leadership meetings. By way of background, I'm currently the president of the Delaware chapter of the American Planning Association. I took over from Mike Fortner, who is now the past president of the Delaware chapter of the American Planning Association. The city is very supportive of staff participating in these types of organizations. I feel it's very important that we participate in these types of organizations, not only through the networking opportunities, but the learning opportunities it provides for us and the professional development. Actually, we just had a professional development meeting the other day on the Jack Markell Trail, and I was just thinking we probably should have extended the invitation to you all. I apologize. Any future meetings, we will extend invitations to you all on that. So I did attend, so as part of my role in the as chapter president, I attended 2 days of leadership meetings where I met with other chapter presidents throughout the country. So we talk about things such as professional development, chapter development and support. We adopted 3 national policies, including transportation, housing, and planning for equity. So it's a really good opportunity to talk with other planners throughout the country and find out what they're doing, what their challenges are, and to network and to build those collaborative relationships, which I feel is very important for not only professional development, but, hey, what are you doing? What's working out there? And what is not working? So that's a really helpful thing. Next week I'll have a speaking engagement in Wilmington with the Urban Land Institute, Delaware Regional Council, to talk about, they asked me to talk about the goings-on in Newark, what developments is happening. So I'm looking forward to talking about that. And that's a nickel tour of what's going on planning department regarding planning commission.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Move on to item 9 on our agenda, general public comment. Ms. White? Okay. There is no one wishing to speak. Do the commissioners have any general comments? Okay. I believe that concludes our work for this evening. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I salute.
Is there a second?
Second.
The move and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none.
Should have stuck with it for it.
There is no objection. Please stand adjourned.
Thank you. Okay, so
I'm going to put a new one on the agenda.